Pope Francis surprised many of the world's Catholics once again when he announced this week that he wants mercy to be shown to women who have had abortions. He's previously shaken things up by aggressively addressing climate change and making comments about homosexuality. Today we're learning more about how these views align with the opinions of American Catholics. Greg Smith is the primary researcher on a study released today by the Pew Research Center looking at how Catholics in the U.S. view a number of key political and social issues. Hi, Greg.
Hello, how are you?
Fine, thank you. What is the most striking aspect of the findings for you?
One of the things that really jumps out at me from this survey is just how open Catholics tell us they are to a variety of non-traditional family arrangements. The traditional arrangement in which children are raised by a married mother and father is in many ways still the standard, but we also see lots of Catholics telling us that they think it's acceptable for children to be raised by parents who are living together but not married, including many Catholics who say that's as good an arrangement as any other for raising children.
Has this changed from the last time you did a survey?
Well, this is the first time that we've asked these kinds of questions. Catholics have long expressed some disagreements with church teachings, but I think this openness to family arrangements like cohabitation, like children being raised by same-sex couples, even like married husbands and wives who simply choose not to have children, this openness to certain living arrangements that have previously or still are frowned upon by the church is really what's striking to me.
What are the responses did you find surprising?
Well, there's a lot in the survey that I think is really interesting. You know, one of the things that jumps out at me, you might think that part of what you're seeing here is a kind of tolerance, a kind of who am I to judge attitude. But what the survey shows is it's actually deeper than that. Many Catholics actually disagree with the church about whether or not certain living arrangements or sexual activities are morally acceptable. For example, the survey shows that most Catholics say that it is not a sin for Catholics or anybody else to live together with a romantic partner outside of marriage. Catholics are even divided on the question about homosexual behavior. There are about as many Catholics who say that homosexual behavior is not sinful as who agree with the church that it is sinful. So what we see here, I think, is much more than acceptance or tolerance. It's a belief on the part of many Catholics that some of these activities, some of these lifestyles that the church has taught are sinful. What we're seeing is disagreement on the part of many Catholics.
And in terms of the amount of people who identify themselves as Catholic or having a Catholic affiliation in this country, back in 2007, 24% of the people you surveyed identified their religious beliefs as Catholic. Less than 10 years later, that's down to 21%. Why is it dropping?
That's right. It's one of the more interesting findings from our recent research is that the share of American adults who identify Catholicism as their religion is declining. And I think we can point to a couple of factors behind this trend. Number one is religious switching. Simply put, there are a lot of people who were raised Catholic who no longer identify as Catholics as adults. And there are far more people who leave Catholicism than who join it through conversion. Another big part of what's happening is generational replacement. You have a new generation of young people that is entering adulthood with much lower rates of identification with Christianity, including Catholicism, than their parents' and grandparents' generations. Meanwhile, we've had a slowdown in immigration to the United States in recent years, which in previous decades has helped to keep the Catholic numbers up. And so put all this together, and what you're beginning to see is a decline, as you mentioned, in the share of the public who identifies with Catholicism as their religion.
Looks like, according to your survey, the Pope faces an uphill battle in convincing Catholics in America to care about climate change.
Right.
What did you find?
Yes, I'm glad you asked. It's very Catholics' attitudes about climate change are very interesting. On the one hand, the survey shows that most Catholics believe that global warming is occurring, for example. And many Catholics believe that global warming is caused by human activity. And in all of these ways, the views of Catholics closely resemble the views of the population as a whole. On the other hand, it's less clear how much of a connection Catholics have made between environmental concerns and their own faith. For example, we find only about 3 in 10 Catholics tell us that caring for the environment is an essential part of what being Catholic means to them personally. And the survey also shows that it's only a minority of Catholics who say they think it's a sin to use energy like gasoline or electricity without considering the impact on the environment.
Greg Smith is the primary researcher on a new study just released today by the Pew Research Center. It's the 2015 survey of U.S. Catholics and family life. You can find out more at our website, hereandnow.org. Greg Smith, nice to speak with you.
Thank you for having me.